It's WAKG's Off-Air Flare.
Off-Air Flare.
With Jinya and Josh.
All right, Off-Air Flare, round three of 2020. And we have a very... We try to do a bunch of different stuff here. So
yeah.
I think we found a good one. It just kind of... This is a knee-jerk reaction.
Mm-hmm. It was a random, just kind of like in the spur of the moment conversation. It was like, what would you call blah, blah, blah? So... and I think some of it came because you've got the cereal box in your office that's got the all four or whatever,
yes.
That like whole like...
It was like an inclusive thing that...
Yeah. We were excited though when you first ordered it because we thought it'd all be mixed together,
right.
But
nope.
It came in the little like morning cereal
right.
boxes.
Like when you buy boxes. When you buy the cereal variety pack where you get like eight
yeah.
different styles, I thought it'd been much cooler if they had done the all-inclusive thing to where they would just pour some of all of them in a single bag. And I could have done that. But
it took away
the
from
point.
The magic and the
exactly.
excitement of being like,
exactly.
look at this.
And now, so I've still got the box, though, because it's a cool one-of-a-kind
oh,
box.
Oh, yeah, it's really
so.
Neat. Yeah. So with that, we were talking, how did we come across, like, cereal conversation?
Oh, geez. We were talking about something else, and you're like, that's not what I would have called it. And then...
That's going to annoy me now, because I'm like, how did we get on the subject of cereal?
So be ready as we're talking about this. We're
yeah,
going to go off
gonna,
the rails. It's going to be...
This is what you were talking about.
Yeah.
Or it'll be like 4 o'clock this afternoon. I'll send you a
right.
text to be like,
got it.
That's exactly
our
what
memories
we're...
aren't terrible.
Yeah, I'm not dead yet. So the question, the topic, whatever we want to call it at hand is what kind of names you would give to popular cereal brands. That's what it was. Here it is. We were talking about grocery pickup and how
yes.
The
private
store
label
brands.
Versus,
yeah. The store brands have become a little more wanted these days than the name brand
That's
things
correct.
And like the whole logistics behind that. And then for some reason we went on like to cereal and then blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
Yes. Oh, and that only took 2 minutes.
Right. We were very, very good. I mean,
I'm still surprised.
We'll have to track this
and
now
I haven't
on.
Had any cereal. They call it brain food and I hadn't had any today.
I had a muffin, so I can't say much.
I wish they came out, and I think they have it online. You know, I try to do the low-carb keto, whatever. Some people call it dirty keto, lazy keto. I'm like, look, I try to eat X amount of, like, carbs a day. That's what I do. I'm usually, like, chewing on, like, a beef jerky or something like that. But anyway, I wish they came out with an affordable low-carb cereal. But it'd be hard because you still want that milk in it, and you'd have to do almond milk. I mean, there's so
it's
many
not
different...
milk, by the way.
Yeah, it's just water and almonds.
That.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's water and
Anybody
almonds.
Anybody that says it's not, come at me.
Yeah.
I'm good.
It's just, you know.
I'll fight you. It is not milk.
Yeah, that's the new t-shirt that we
that's
need
right.
to have for Off-Air Flare.
It's almond not milk. Milk. I'll fight
and
you
And then
on
it's
it.
Like a big almond on it.
All right, who's ready to hook us up with merch? We
yeah,
got this.
I mean, we have so many like little like slogans that
I'm
we
in
need
it for
to start
the crunch.
Doing. Yeah. We need to write this down and have our own little
I know,
shirts
right?
made. That would be fun. Cafe Press, we coming for you.
No, right.
Okay, so popular cereal brands, what we would call it, and we're going to do research, and we're like, no, this
nope.
would be funnier just off
Knee
the
jerk.
Cuff. Like, what would you do?
Mm-hmm.
What would you call it? Because some of the names that they choose for the store brands are just kind of like, just, okay. It's like, I remember growing up, and there was before Great Value was the thing with Walmart or whatever, my aunt would get their off-brand sodas, and it would be like...
Dr. Perky.
Or like Dr. Thunder.
Yes.
Dr.
That's
Thunder.
It,
and I was
it.
Like, and it looks just like a Dr. Pepper can, and the logo looks slightly off, and it's like Dr. Thunder. And I was like, it was like... Okay. Or like a Mountain Dew from like Food Lion with like Mountain Lion. And
right.
I was like, okay.
Or like I always expected one from Mellow Yellow to be like Sad Pastel. You know, something.
light green.
Right. But like Melancholy Lemon.
Yeah. Or it's like we all knew that like Mr. Pibb was like the answer to Dr. Pepper because
right.
you have Pepsi versus Coke. You know,
I'm not even getting into
Sprite
that debate.
Versus,
families have been broken over that debate.
Oh, yeah. Sprite versus 7-Up, blah, blah, blah. That's another podcast we need to have, like your soda preference, like which brands reign supreme. But you
that's,
drink water.
That's right. I don't
so you,
drink
okay.
soda.
Dasani versus Aquafina.
Oh, well, no, we're not going to get into that either because
yeah.
my reason behind those is not pleasant.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's not conversational.
If someone is sitting here like sipping on water and you're like, I wouldn't drink this because yeah.
Pretty much.
No. Oh, please no.
It's their sponsorship. It's who they sponsor. And I have a problem with who they sponsor.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Anyway. Okay.
You know what? You can't roll your eyes at me because I know you for a fact and you have some of the same problems.
Well, it's like certain like singers and stuff that I refuse to like, and I'm like, they're a great musician. I will always hate them. Why do you hate them? Because so and so likes them.
Exactly.
I mean, I have those.
So you can't come at me like that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Because I think they sponsored domestic terrorism, and that's not a thing that I can handle.
That's another T-shirt.
There you go. They sponsor domestic terrorism.
I just want to talk cereal. That's all I want to talk. That's mine.
You spun this out.
Yeah, okay.
You, again, have spun this off topic.
Let's go sip a little Mountain Lion and call it a day. God. Do they have Diet Mountain Lion? I don't
go
think
drink
they
ever... your almond juice.
Almond. Ew.
That's right.
Almond juice.
Because that's what it is.
That could be the...
Soy milk. Nope. Soy juice. Because it's not milk.
And yeah. Well, no. It's basically almond water.
Well, whatever.
Because it's like they take the almonds and they muddle it and they add water and then it makes like this milky color. That just sounds gross.
Are we done?
Milky color.
Can we be done?
And then you can get it flavored, not flavored. If you add it in certain things, you're like, okay. Like if you add it in a latte, all right. But to me, a bowl of cereal with a low-carb cereal that's probably cost $25 a box and you're like, only have a handful of it, great. And then put your non-flavored almond juice, if you will, in it. I'd be like, well, I should have just cheated and had a bowl of Cinnamon Toast Crunch regular milk and be like, today's blown. Let's go eat ice cream. So, okay. Cereal.
Yes.
Off brand names, what we would call it. Mm-hmm. And we're just going to be funny and our usual, like, whatever.
So we're going to take the name brand and put our spin.
And we're going to do.
And these are going to be our opinions and spin. So like it, don't like it.
Okay, here we go. First one. Cinnamon Toast Crunch. What would be the off-brand for you? What would you call it? I think in some stores I've seen it just like Cinnamon Squares.
I feel like that's probably the easy one.
Yeah.
For Cinnamon Toast Crunch, it would be Cinnamon Rice Squares because at least they crunch. You know what I'm saying? Like at least they crunch.
Where did toast come from though?
Cinnamon toast. That's a common breakfast thing.
Yeah. Okay.
So you get the Cinnamon Toast flavor with the crunch, but it's actually rice. There's no bread in it. They're crispy rice squares.
Oh, crunchy. I'd be like crunchy cinnamon squares.
Right. I mean, we're going to go with the basic.
Yeah, because it's just so, this is what it is.
I've got one.
What?
Grape nuts. I'll go first. Insta dentist trip.
Mine is the devil's granola. I mean, where does grape come into the play? I mean, what is... Okay, I got to Google it now. We just got to go into this. I'm glad we have a computer up here and easy access.
Of course.
What are grape nuts? No, we're not going to get into that.
Nope.
Never mind. Some of the search history on here, we have coworkers that have a lot of crazy questions. And I'm like, what?
Why we should do that in a podcast.
I don't think so. The cereal originally prepared by CW Post when developing the product was a batter that came from the oven as a rigid sheet. He broke the sheet into pieces and ran them through a coffee grinder to produce nut-sized kernels.
If you have to take brittle and run it through a coffee grinder because it's that tough,
yeah.
I have news for you, Post. It doesn't go in a box.
The devil's granola.
For
doesn't
consumption.
That sound better?
It's like, exactly what it sounds like. It's like, oh, we burned this batch. Oh, people like it?
What?
Yeah. Right.
Like, it's like when people... I don't know. When people want to be like, okay, I want my fries extra crispy. That's not weird to me. Some people like a crispier fry.
I'm that way.
Then a mushy fry. Actually, I stole a french fry from Jaren the other day, and I was like, this is really mushy. And it was not good. It was like greasy mush.
Correct.
I need a little crunch to it. But this is like, I want burnt cereal, and then I want it to be mealy size. And then I want it to be like, oh, cool, you're 72,000 years old?
I should not have to steep my cereal in hot water to make it chewable.
I shouldn't have to let it sit for an hour before I consume it.
If I want overnight oats, I'll make overnight oats. I'm not going to do it with grape nuts.
Steel cut oats. Okay, so grape nuts. That was a good one, Josh.
I do my best.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Apple Jacks, I'd call it the spicy cereal, the spicy Cheerio, or like Cheerio's hot sister.
That's good. Oh, man.
Come on now. These got to be like spur
of
the moment. Apple Jacks, let's look at it.
Probably should have prepared better.
See? No, this makes it funnier. Because it's okay. you've got like the like.
See, the addition of the green ring was the moment it threw me off. Because when, as I'm going to date myself here, when I was first growing up, there was no green ring in Apple Jacks.
There were no green rings in Apple Jacks.
I don't disagree with yours, though. Like,
yeah, Cheerios Hot Sister.
Cheerio High Life.
Yeah.
VIP Cheerio.
Yeah. Cheerio Squid or like Cheerio 2.0. Put and like you capitalize like cheer like C-H-E-E-O.
Yes, yes. I like it.
And then O, like O-H. Okay, speaking of... All right. Then like Fruit Loops kind of has like the...
I feel like anything ring-based has now
gone
VIP
Cheerio.
You're going to
be like Cheerio something. Yeah.
Right.
Or like a Cheerio upgrade. Because let's be honest, Cheerios, I would call it like the whole didn't mean to get you. O's. Jaren used to call them uh-ohs when he was little. And I was like, maybe call them those. Uh-ohs.
I got
gotcha. You. Uh-oh. Every child likes to eat Cheerios.
Cookie Crisp. I have my answer.
Go ahead.
Really, Mom? Did you miss it?
Really?
Did you miss this one? Oh, I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah.
It's cookies in a box.
Yeah. I mean, that's all you need to call it. Cookies for breakfast.
Nabisco to go.
or call it like Mom gives up. Mom knows you're not going to eat the Raisin Bran.
That's right.
Or the Grape Nuts.
Oh, right. Ooh, I got one. Honey Bunches of Oats.
I used to like them.
Okay, but that's not the objective here.
Honey Bunches of Oats.
Byproduct of everything else bunched together with honey.
Yeah. Mine would be like, there's a squirrel on the box. The cereal with the squirrel in the box.
Yep.
That's all you call it. Like, that's my, like, generic. Life, I mean, to me, it was like, I'd call it don't have one. Because, I mean, I didn't like the taste of it. I'm like, what is this?
I'm going to call it the board game's better cereal. ooh, how about Kix? That plain, that orange box that looks so hyped up. What is Kix?
Kix is a little circle, a boring circle with a little sweetness. Not too much.
I got no sweetness out of Kix. To me,
really?
It was one
it
of those
bitty, like,
parents
hint.
Pulling the sheet over children's heads.
Because they get Kix. They love them. Or
no,
Mikey,
they don't.
He likes them. You're like, no, they don't. That's what you're like. Kix, we don't like them. Call them. We don't like these. And have a little kid. Wheaties, I'd call it like every athlete needs a box.
Random box art.
Yeah. Fruity Pebbles. The flamboyant Rice Krispie.
Yeah. Rice Krispies with a life.
Yeah. They go in places. I always liked how they had the Flintstones in it and the whole like marketing campaign.
Yes.
That was genius because you're like, yes, love the Flintstones. And how Barney, that was from our 40 Pebbles. Tricks, that would be Kix.
Not,
but like, not Kix.
No, but Tricks to me, though, if you really think about it, with the fruit shapes and everything that's in it. Not action, no fruit juice in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like
hashtag
on the disclaimer. Contains only 10% fruit juice. That's what I would put as my cereal cover.
Frosted Flakes, I mean, you're just like.
I mean, Wheaties with flavor?
Right. I mean, I don't know what I'd do that. Rice Krispie. Needs sugar. Like, or banana.
Right.
Throw a banana in me. Yeah, that's the cereal I want.
Yeah. It's not wrong.
Lucky Charms, we're in it for the marshmallows. Like, that's, I mean, my sister used to get the marshmallows out of the box, and I'd be like, can't wait to pour me a big old bowl. I'm like, what is this? And then you're like.
The first layer is all the other pieces, and then they tried to frost them later on and be like, oh, look what we did.
And what are the pieces really, what do they really look like? I mean, what are they supposed to be? Like, little, like.
Rainbows, top hat, pot of gold.
I know, but the little.
Horseshoe.
But that's the marshmallow, but the little pieces are like, what is that?
Oh, I think that's like, I think that's the alphabet soup rejects that didn't make the pasta pot.
Right, but it's almost like they look like little bales, and you're looking at it, you're like, what is that? It's just like
can we all just go ahead and instead of like, I know once a year they do this random crazy giveaway thing where they give away just one box of the marshmallows. Just a heads up, life hack for all of you all: you can get that bag on Amazon without the Lucky Charms name on them for next to nothing all the time. It's great with Frosted Flakes. You can put those on ice cream. What else? I mean, you can pretty
in
much
your
top
Lucky
anything
Charms when you're like, I
yeah,
need
in
more.
Your actually Lucky Charms because there's never enough.
Or you just call like Charms. But I mean, Lucky Charms is a brand of cereal by General Mills, blah blah blah, 1964. The cereal consists of toasted oat pieces in multicolored marshmallow shapes. but it still doesn't tell me.
Worst flavored after cereal milk, Lucky Charms.
Yes, because it tastes like powdered
It does.
Booty.
It tastes like sawdust. It tastes like sawdust.
You're just like, hey, I'm going to go buy this, like, you know, wood chipper.
Pretty
just
much.
Gather some things, soak it in almond juice, and just, my favorite after cereal milk is Cinnamon Toast Crunch milk with the cinnamon and stuff.
I'm not opposed to that. The Fruity Pebbles milk is probably my favorite.
You can buy that. You know, you can buy the cereal milk.
See, I feel like that's just lazy marketing. But, I mean, it's working, and they're probably millionaires for it.
Let's see.
Oh, how would you spin Raisin Bran? Oh, boy.
There's why do you have a cereal milk recipe? We know how to do it. Put the cereal in the milk, eat the cereal, drink the milk. Like,
why are there
about?
Instructions on Pop-Tarts?
Exactly.
Can we go there?
Yeah.
I mean, if you really want to go down the list of things that shouldn't have instructions that do. And remember, everything happens for a reason.
There's an ice cream called Cereal Bowl. I'm kind of digging that. What kind of cereal, though?
And here it is.
All right.
Here comes the chaos. Everything that goes off the rails is done in this fashion.
In the midst of it,
Stop surfing the internet.
Okay.
We're looking for something.
Okay.
We're doing research here.
What kind of cereal do we have?
Well, you still haven't done Raisin Bran yet.
Ah, Raisin Bran is called. I need to go to the bathroom.
that's your name for it?
Yeah. And then somebody with the shrug
You're putting box art into this and everything.
Yeah, I'm really thinking this through. Maybe it's a little raisin with his hand I need to go 2 scoops my butt. Seriously, that was any brand. They're like, we know what you need to do.
We hide fiber with fruit.
Yeah. Well, it's like, okay, what would you call it?
We hide fiber with bad fruit. That was it.
Shriveled up grapes.
Right. Also, by the way, they have the same result as the fiber-based cereal.
Well, Frosted Mini Wheats.
Oh,
it's got fiber in it.
Half of it's got the powdered sugar. No, it shouldn't even be in existence.
I like it. I like
it's
that
It's cattle
part.
Feed for kids.
I don't like it in milk. I like it dry.
I don't like it at all. It's cattle feed for kids with a little powdered sugar to make
on
it look
front.
Like you're living on the edge.
That's just when mama needs to go crazy.
That's
just
right.
A little bit. She's like, just go eat the front half of this. Eating a ramen noodle packet.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
Yeah, well, you know. Honey Bunches of Oats, we did that.
We did that one.
Oreo O's, some of these
are those even
cereal.
Still a thing?
Apparently so.
Special K, cereal for mom.
Absolutely.
Let's go put it on the box, cereal for mom.
Mom cereal. Or mom needs to lose 10 pounds. Because they always have the, you lose 10 pounds in 2 weeks just eating the cereal.
If I could lose 10 pounds eating
just
bowls
eating
of cereal,
cereal,
let me tell you what, I'd be 12
we
pounds.
We should do that. We should do that.
Eat Special K for a week?
Yes, challenge each other. I mean, we could have Special K parties, every day here at work. They have the Chocolate Delight that's really good. To me, it tastes like a Nutty Buddy bar or the ice cream bar, like the bottom with the little chocolate in it, you know, that you're like, I won't finish this ice cream, so I'll eat that bottom part. I'm serious.
Okay.
And then they have the berry and yogurt one.
That's another one.
What?
Cap'n Crunch.
Ooh, yes.
My poor mouth.
Because it's like...
Shards of glass in cereal form.
Yeah, squares and squares and balls.
You don't have to get the crunch berries. Those are optional.
Mm. Yeah, because then that is my poor mouth.
Or did you do the peanut butter crunch?
Dentist.
But see, grape nuts to me are dentistry because they will break your teeth, and that's more dentistry related. You really need to worry about the skin and the roof of your mouth.
Ouch.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Shards of glass in cereal form. now we've reached the bottom of the cereal barrel.
Well, I'm trying to see why. Okay, a cup of Special K cereal with a half or two-thirds a cup of skim milk for breakfast and lunch. A protein bar or protein shake can be substituted for lunch. Nah, we're going to go full cereal. But just one cup?
Of what?
Of the Special K. Just one cup. A cup is not that much of cereal.
I don't even waste milk for that. It's just down the hatch.
With... skim milk. And that's only a half or two-thirds cup of skim milk for breakfast and lunch.
I'm out.
Fruits, vegetables, and other Special K food options such as protein or granola bars or protein or breakfast shakes, crackers, cracker chips, or popcorn should be enjoyed as snacks. No restrictions are placed on the third meal of the day. Oh, but if you go ham at dinner time.
Or turkey.
Or roast beef.
It took you a minute to catch that. I'm disappointed.
But then it's giving you like, okay, if you did the Special K challenge, you need to have a cup of the cereal, then the skim milk, and maybe a banana. And then a snack, the Special K snack bar. Those
Shocker.
Be good.
Marketing.
Yeah, right not. Lunch. You could have a Special K snack bar and some cereal and 2 cups of salad.
So at the rate we're going, I'm up to 2 cups of cereal in a day.
And a salad.
I have news for you.
And a salad.
I have news for you. I eat 2 cups of cereal before the half a bowl.
You're like, I will die.
You want to lose weight? Starvation will do it.
Snack. Chocolate dip mint protein meal bar from Special K. A medium apple. Dinner. 5 ounces of pork loin, Brussels sprouts, and a sweet potato.
Can we get past this mint thing?
What?
Like, can we stop putting mint in everything?
Can we? The only time I really enjoyed, like, okay, I will have a York peppermint patty after, like, if you go to a restaurant and they're like, nah, 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 I might have one because it's a cool sensation. I liked mint chocolate chip ice cream only when I was pregnant. And that was a random Jaren craving. After that,
mint is terrible. I'm not sure why we continue to put it on things or in things. I would rather have bland toothpaste.
Right.
Just give me the bland toothpaste, please.
Just tastes like
I'll take
just
baking
nothing.
Soda. That's fine.
I'll just eat the enamel off my teeth. That's no problem.
I mean, it's just... Why do we have to put mint in everything? That's my one thing that I wish we could be without.
There is
no benefit to my life that mint
Team
brings.
No mint. Hashtag.
New shirt. We've given you 4 opportunities for shirts right now.
New shirt, no mint. That's what your shirt should say. New shirt, no mints.
Just like I like my ice water, no lemons.
Inside joke. Corn pops. Remember those?
Yes.
What'd you call those? I don't know. They were so sticky. I mean, like sticky yellow circles.
What I wish corn actually tasted like.
If you take it and put it on a corn cob, yes.
If I could go in a field and pick corn cobs that had that, I'd be in a different line of work.
Golden Grahams. I want to be Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Like, that's what I would call it.
Overbaked Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Yeah. No cinnamon, just golden. Corn Flakes? I want to be Frosted Flakes.
We did that, yeah. Frosted Flakes, lame brother.
Yeah.
Fruit Smacks.
Oh.
Or Honey Smacks.
Honey Smacks.
Yeah.
That's a cereal I haven't had in a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And... I
couldn't
eat it.
Stand it.
You couldn't stand it?
Not a fan.
I had pajama pants that had the Honey Smacks frog on it, but that's about as like devoted I was
Smacks
to cereal.
Smacks the frog, I got no issue with. He's a great marketing character.
Smacks is cool. We hang out. You
right,
know,
but
we
I'm
play
just
Xbox,
saying, like, the...
But the cereal, leave that at home. Smacks. Smacks show up to the party with some Honey Smacks. I'm like, get out of here, man. What are you doing?
If I'm going to do that, I'd rather...
We don't want you here.
I'd rather throw down with a Kool-Aid man. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen that thing, by the way, online? Is it the jar or the liquid that's his body? It's the jar.
No, it's not. It's the liquid.
Oh, it's the jar. Think about it. It's the jar.
We're not getting into this. No, we're not going to go down another tangent. We're going to leave you guys with cereal while she's doing all of her research. Maybe this one will be featured later on in a different off-air flair. You
or
guys
like,
have a great day. Stop.
But it's the jar.
No, stop it. We're not doing this right now. Close it out with the cereal and be done.
Bye, cereal. It's the jar.
It's WAKG's Off-Air Flair.
Off-Air Flair.
With Jinya and Josh.